Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703. We're headed to Houston. The 2022 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, happening the 1st through the 3rd of February in Houston, Texas, will be there. And the folks from Performance Beef, part of Zoetis, will be sponsoring our reports. Performance Beef simplifies feed, performance, and health data collection without double data entry or complicated software. Track feed, record health data at the chute, in the pen, or pasture, all with Performance Beef.
On today's live cattle and feeder cattle futures, really bid up here. The live cattle finished 87 higher in February at 139.57. The Aprils were up $1.42 at 144.52. The Junes up $1.07 at 139.07. August up 107 at 138. Feeder cattle were 3.40 higher in the March at 163.02. So they hit 163. And we also filled the gap from about 4 or 5 trading days ago. Back on January the 21st, that low of 163.15 got filled. The next gap is up at from January 3rd all the way up at 169.22 on the March feeders. That same gap really doesn't exist in further out contracts. It does in the May, but if you look at like the August feeder cattle, we're at new highs here. So they hit 183 on August today. It looks like they're going to close at 82.70. And then hogs were up 55 in February. April's down, or excuse me, up 77, 95, 70. We have a cattle inventory report after the close. I think the general consensus is about 1.5% lower from last December 31st. So it comes out at 2 p.m. this afternoon. And I think most people just feel like that report's going to be bullish, and mainly because some herd liquidation because of the drought.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us. Give us a call or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Today's grain futures were all over the place. We had corn down 10.5 cents in the March at 625.75. The maize down 9 at 624. But the soybean market was about 20 or so higher in March, about 1490. I don't believe that March, no, the high was 1496.75, but May went up to 1501.5. It looks like it's going to settle up 20 or so at about 1495. November new crop 1368 up 16. Kansas City July wheat down 20 here at 84.5, 784.5. So disappointing back below $8. I know this week we've got some weather forecasted, ice and snow forecasted, which ought to be beneficial to the wheat crop, at least in Oklahoma and Texas and Kansas, which is, of course, is the largest part of the winter wheat belt. Today's cotton was up really strong. March up 388 at 127.63. The maize are up 232. December cotton up about 120, just under 101. So we're trading above 100. And I know as we get into the crop insurance price discovery period, above a buck, that's a really good price, of course. So hopefully we hang in there. Long term for the cotton, of course, the equities today are up big. They're up about 250 in the Dow. The S&P's up about 60 points. Currently, the crude oil market is rallying back as well. Crude oil's up about $1 a barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.